Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again welcome those back joining us on the radio side here through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Ricky J is back with us to talk to us not only about the success he's been able to have in music, but also to introduce his brand new single, Do It. Ricky, man, congratulations on the single and welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I'm really glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe this April, it'll be a year since the last time, you know, you and I spoke on the air, but you've definitely been busy. You know, talk to us about not only the success of the last single, Ricky, but what it's been like for you to hear from your fans literally around the world about how they're enjoying your music.
Well, you know, it's been a great process. This past year has been a really growing experience. There's been a lot of stuff going, and you know how momentum sets in. You know, it starts off a little bit slow, but as it builds, it gets faster and faster. And we're just hoping to continue that momentum, but it's been wonderful getting the responses back from our fans and our supporters, along with our song sales have been increasing, which is great, along with this music video that, you know, I just recently released about a month ago for this new single called Do It. But just as a recap, with my past single, Make It Happen, it was great. You know, I opened up for J. Cole with the song. I had some radio buzz going on, and it was a great entry into the industry, I think, with that song. It was solid, and now we're just moving forward and hopefully getting better and better with everything else we push out.
Yeah. You know, I always am curious about this. I interview a lot of recording artists and authors on this program, Ricky, and I'm always curious. I hear authors talk about when they have a book that comes out and it's really successful, there's always the pressure for the follow-up. Did you feel that with the follow-up to Make It Happen?
You know, I try to stay as stress-free as possible with everything I do. I don't know if pressure would definitely be, like, the word that I personally would use for it, but I did have, like, that craving to just want to make something even better. I knew that the second thing out had to make sure that it was, like, super solid, because the way I've always been told is, you know, a singer is only as good as what they last put out.
Right.
You know, so second one was a flop, then it doesn't even matter what I did with the first one.
Exactly. You know what, I totally agree. But, you know, one thing I can say, I've heard the single you and I were talking about, there's a video as well, we're going to tell our listeners how they can go back and watch it for those who haven't seen it. The song is definitely, I mean, definitely lives up to the buzz. I mean, Do It is a song that has a powerful message and I think has a really fun vibe, something that's missing in a lot of music. You know, how much is that representative of who Ricky J is? Are you one of these individuals that tries to look at the bright side of life and to be that pick-me-up that people need?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I would definitely say that I am one of those people. You know, without being optimistic, you can't expect yourself to succeed. And I think that's really what the industry is made up of these days, are those who are personally optimistic people. If you want to make things happen or you want to do it, such as like the titles of my songs, you got to stay that way. And regardless of the success that you're having on, you know, on statistics or numbers per se, any artist who has optimism or a positive message in their music is always going to have fans regardless.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. You know, so, Ricky, for those who may have missed our conversation last April, let's go back. When did you first realize or when can you remember realizing that music was something that you definitely wanted to do in your life?
I would say that whenever I first hit the stage in elementary school as a fourth grader was when I knew that just that type of feeling you get on stage is what I wanted to continue feeling. And what happened was I actually sang As Long As You Love Me by the Backstreet Boys on stage at my sister's dance recital. I had wanted to try and attempt it for a little while, and so I got up the courage to ask my sister's dance teacher if I had permission to do so. She's like, yeah, sing something for me. So I sang, and she's like, wow, you got a good voice. And she gave me that opportunity, and since then I've just been trying to perform on anything I can get my hands on.
Exactly. Well, you know what? And the rest, as they say, is history. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Ricky J is back with us. We're talking to him not only about the success of his last single, Make It Happen, but also, of course, the new one is Do It. And we were talking about, you know, what it's been like for him to be able to get the feedback. The internet has definitely been instrumental, Ricky, I believe, in helping individuals really reach the world in just minutes. You know, how do you feel as though the internet has helped you as you've been able to get the word out, not only through the social sites like Facebook and Twitter, but also YouTube as well?
I think that has actually been my biggest asset because it's no more where you have to go and travel and spend tons of time and gas money and just expenses, period, to reach out to people when you're just a click of a button away. It's so easy to be able to touch people in Japan or in Australia, or even more locally in the United States, just by a click of a button. It's amazing the way that these social media outlets can really be a benefit, not just to me per se, but to any artist, whether you're independent or you're signed or anything. It's been quite a blessing to be able to utilize those tools.
You know, one thing that comes with the success, and even being, I think, in the spotlight as you are, is that people are looking at you. It then becomes about you. You are not just a person; you're now a brand. So when people hear the name Ricky J, what type of music do you hope they think about when they think of you, Ricky?
Well, I hope that they're going to think of positive, upbeat, just happy-go-lucky type of music. My music is really there to not only share different sides of emotion, because not all of my songs are like upbeat and positive. There are a couple of like sad songs because everybody feels heartbreak. In order to feel love, you got to feel heartbreak.
Right.
To feel one extreme to know the other. But just with everything, I want them to be able to emotionally get involved with my music as well as with my up-tempo stuff, be able to dance and just have a really good time. I love to dance, and so I just like to not only implement that in my videos, definitely in my music.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because you mentioned the videos. There is a video for Do It. We're going to tell our listeners how they can go and watch it after we listen to the single. But what was it like? That seems to be a very fun video. You definitely seem to be enjoying yourself in the video. What was it like for you to kind of be able to get with a bunch of other people and be able to really let it loose?
Well, it was an absolute blast. It was an honor to be able to work with all the people that we did, especially the director behind it all. You know, it was kind of a co-directing thing between me and the guy who did it was Devin Johnson, but he is just a mastermind and very, very talented behind the camera when it comes to those things. If anybody's familiar with Devin Johnson, he actually was one of the camera guys for the music video Bands and Make 'Em Dance by Juicy J featuring Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just awesome to be able to get connected with him, to be able to see how he works, to know his creative abilities, and just putting our heads together, really coming up with something I think is extra special.
All right. So for those who haven't had the opportunity to listen to the single yet, we're about to give them that opportunity. Ricky, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
All right. Well, the single is called Do It. It was written by myself, and the music video is on YouTube. But as you listen to this, I'm sure you'll be able to see what type of artist that I am.
Put those hands in the air, just do it.
Radio.com. We actually have the man Ricky J joining us live here on the program. You know, Ricky, does it kind of sink in for you now that you are now one of those artists like you used to listen to probably on the radio yourself?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of still surreal. Just being able to honestly have an opportunity to do what I love is just a great opportunity within itself. The magnitude of it, I think that's just something that sets in little by little. You know, it's kind of still surreal.
Yeah. So how do you kind of stay, you know, true to you? Because it's an industry where, you know, a lot of focus is put on, you know, on yourself, as I mentioned. Of course, that means, you know, people are always, you know, always seeing you. So then there comes, you know, the image. How do you, in the middle of the lights, the camera, the action, how do you stay true to who Ricky J is?
Well, for one thing, right now I'm a strictly independent artist, so that gives me a total freedom to be able to do things the way that I feel needs to be done. You know, I love having that creative freedom. But on top of that, I've always made it my goal to stay 100% integrity with everything that I do. I'm a very sincere person. I always try to be real with people. And so just having the family and fan support that I have, I think, is something that keeps reminding me who I am and to stay true to that.
All right. Well, I think that's really the way to go, man. I mean, because I think that's what the fans really relate to, that genuine quality. I want to go back to, of course, we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can get their copy of the single, Do It. But I want to go back and talk about the video again. You know, the way that the video starts off, and you and I were talking about this before we went on, we get a chance to hear your first single that we were introduced to, Make It Happen. on the radio as the video is starting, and then of course the radio announcer, of course, mentioning, you know, the second single. You know, what is your hope for your career? I mean, when people, you know, are able to look at what you've been able to do, look at what you continue to do, what is your hope that they will be able to learn not only about you, Ricky, but also about what's possible for them as well when it comes to pursuing their dreams?
Well, what I want them to know about me is I want them to understand and know that I'm an extremely hard-working individual, and I'm going to continue to keep pushing no matter how much I got to do it or how hard or easy it becomes. I'm always going to push extra hard. My grind is always going to be very, very motivational. And that's what I wanted to kind of share with those that listen to me and kind of take hold on my career and just watch it grow, is just whatever you put your mind to doing, you absolutely 100% can do. I'm a full believer in that. You know, in due time, I do hope to step away from being 100% independent and with label placement be able to jump on one of these, one of the labels that I guess admires what I stand for as a brand. As a brand, I want to be an international brand. I want to be able to just, I guess, share my talent and abilities with just anyone I can and just help people's lives to become better. With so much stuff going on in this world, the least that I can try and do is to be a positive influence for people out there.
Exactly. Well, I think that's what you've been able to do, man. Again, a recording artist, Ricky J, is my guest. We're talking about not only his journey in music, but also what it's been like for him to share now his new single, Do It. Let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, Ricky, as well as how they can get their own single, Do It.
Okay. Well, my single, Do It, is being sold on a bunch of different places like iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. Also, you can find the music video on YouTube. Just type in Ricky J Do It official video. It should pop up automatically. Right now, we've got over 64,000 hits on it, which is just fantastic. And on top of that, you can find me on Twitter. Just type in at @RickeyJarman.
All right. Well, Ricky, again, man, congratulations to you, man, on all the success. It's definitely deserved. I mean, I think from the first time I heard, you know, Make It Happen, when I reached out to your camp, we were able to get you on. I think, you know, I could tell then not only the talent, but also the perseverance that you had. And now here you are with this strong follow-up with Do It. The video is great, and I think definitely people will be loving the single as well. And we wish you nothing but the best, man, and hope you'll continue to stop by and make this one of your regular hangouts when you're introducing new music. We'd love to stay in contact with you, man.
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate all the help, all the support, and keep rocking it, Cyrus.
All right, man. We'll do just that. Again, recording artist Ricky J, everyone. Again, his new single is Do It, available wherever you get your music online. Of course, our partner is Amazon.com. The single's available there for just $1. But you can also get it on sites like iTunes as well, so make sure you take advantage of that. Stay in contact with Ricky both on Facebook and Twitter. But also, of course, as he mentioned, the video is up on YouTube. Make sure you guys do check it out. The Ricky J, again, the single is Do It. You can find it also on his Facebook fan page as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys this evening for our primetime edition of our program. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.